Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, so much to talk about right there in Susie's newscast. I'm tempted to start with Jake Lang because that's where Chad and I left off at the bottom of the hour, and I think it's worth continuing the conversation because it is, man, I hate our community being used as a prop for these agitators who come in from out of town just trying to get digital likes, digital clicks, get their hype, get their name out there. And we sort of get roped right into it, don't we? The question is, what should we do? Jake Lang is so racist and so extreme that when the Minneapolis police sent out their release this weekend about arresting this clown, they called him a far, like an extreme right agitator? Is that?
That's what I heard.
When the cops, instead of saying, you know, 24-year-old man or whatever this guy is, I confess, I couldn't give one rip about this guy. I don't care about him. I don't know anything about him, but I hate when they use our community as a set, as a backdrop. This guy cares 0% about Minneapolis. It may as well be Pittsburgh or Philadelphia or Cleveland. He doesn't care. He flies in from wherever, does his show, provokes, has a sign up with the N-word on it. But man, we just, in Minnesota, we love to protest. We love to show up. We love to organize so dang much that I think sometimes the logical thing would be to stay home. 651-461-9226. Wouldn't it have been better if no one came? I'll tell you, my career as a TV reporter, I have been assigned to cover protests where six people show up to protest. And you know what you do? Go find another story. It's over. If Jake Lang and his kind of ragtag group of racist boneheads showed up in front of City Hall in Minneapolis this weekend and nobody was there. But we can't help ourselves, can we? I think Minnesotans cannot help themselves. We love to protest and to freak out and to be self-righteous so much that, in fact, it ends up hurting our own cause. And in this case, it would have been better for everybody to stay home. Maybe you're out there. Maybe you disagree with me. Maybe you think the right way to respond to hateful rhetoric is to show up and yell louder. I think there are times that approach makes sense. Did it work out for anybody this weekend, do you think? I don't think it worked out. Texters at 651-461-9226 say Jake Lang's free speech protections end when he shows up with what are considered fighting words, which he always does. I think that's right. But if no one was there, who would care? Right? Doesn't that make some of these goons go away? If you just didn't show up and said, you're not worthy of my attention. It's a weekend, man. Like, I know if you're a left-wing protester, it's been a little quiet for a while. You haven't had much to protest. You probably hit your peak during Operation Metro Surge. Lots to protest. And it's been, if you love to protest, which I do think people love to protest.
Starting to.
But I think, why show up? Why show up? And there were a lot of freaking people there. I couldn't believe it. And the mayor said, and I get it, if you're a professional protest class, and by professional protester, I don't mean like what the goofballs on the right say that, oh, so-and-so are getting paid. I'm saying like you love this. You love it. You love to show up. And you love to tell people how wrong they are. It's so stupid.
Yeah.
Just go for a walk. Go ride your bike. Go take the weekend off. Ignore this clown. He is a clown. He is an agitator. This is not a serious policy person. This is not an elected official. This is a nobody who gets oxygen based on the creating anger and getting people to show up. And Minnesotans showed up. They showed up aggressively. Then they freaked out on the police. The police are escorting Jake Lang. Well, what do you want to happen? Mm-hmm. Police are supposed to, like, fall back and let the goofball protesters, like, murder this man? I think it was embarrassing for Minnesotans. The more I talk about it, I think this was embarrassing for us. It would have been the grown-up, neighborly, smart approach that I was praising all during Operation Metro Surge. It would have been the smart approach to ignore the dude. Texters at 651-461-9226. Jake Lang is an agitator, nothing more, nothing less. And while he may be trying to be a patriot, his delivery is absolute horse bleep at best, and I lean right, but this guy is a clown. On YouTube, Ugel says, I only wish Jake Lang and his crew were there to show off a tiny crowd. And said Spider-Man showed up and attacked. Texter says that my attitude on this is because the N-word doesn't directly affect me because that word means nothing to me in my history of being. I'm not saying that by not showing up, you're tacitly endorsing it. I'm saying the opposite. The most effective way to shut guys like this guy down, racist, hateful agitators, is to totally ignore them. Totally ignore them. And I understand in our world today, that is not an accepted opinion. I'm sure some Instagrammer is going to take this video and make it look like I'm on Team Jake Lang, which I am not. On YouTube, commenter says it's the principle of the whole thing. You have to show him that scum like him and his followers are not welcome here, period. Why? Why do you have to show them that? Like, did that?
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. Maintain-X was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With Maintain-X, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on Maintain-X because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try Maintain-X free at maintainx.com. That's MAINTAINX.com, an Autodesk company.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap, screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Point get made to Jake Lang. Do you think he's sitting in the jail cell today thinking like, man, they sure told me? Yeah. No, he's sitting in the jail cell thrilled because not only did he get arrested, which makes him be a little more of a martyr. Well, now I'm talking about him. I didn't want to talk about him. Jake Lang is a Temu Tucker Carlson. I like that. Jason, of course you say ignore him. You're not a minority. He's talking about my parents, my grandparents. This hits us different than a white person. Look, in no way can I fully understand what it's like to be on the receiving end of that sort of hatred, of that sort of racist. You're 100% correct. That my lived experience as a white man in no way lets me understand how viscerally a racist like this would hurt you. That said, there are hundreds of thousands of people spreading racist rhetoric around the country. And so I do think it's reasonable to say, what is the smart way to deal with it? What is the most effective way to shut it down? It feels good to get out there and tell them to cram it, to get out of here. It feels good. But is it smart? I think it's not. Texter says, I say this all the time, regardless of what people are protesting or who or what. My question is, how does everybody get the time off from work? What is the weekend? Like, come on.
Most people.
Anybody can take a day off or an afternoon off. If you care enough about something, you take the time off. Mm-hmm. Texture, it's a catch 22. If you don't show up, they don't show. Better to know where the Nazis are than to have them hiding under their troll bridge. I do understand that argument that just by being silent and not showing up, it doesn't make the hate go away. Mm-hmm. But does this make the hate go away? Does this change anyone's mind? Jason, you see how quickly it escalates. Protect all your people, not just some. We know who our allies are. The reason an Instagrammer will take this is because it's not allyship. I don't care about allyship. I don't care. Do you get to put a badge on and say, I'm an ally? Like, who cares? I believe allyship is action. It's dedicated over time. Being a true ally is not showing up to one dumb protest about an agitator and then like throwing stuff at him and having a big dispute. Is that allyship? No, I don't think it is. We all have different ways of getting there. I think because I disagree with showing up and screaming at this racist, I don't think that that indicates that, oh, well, you're like DeRusha's racist. Like, come on. With this style of debate and discussion is, I don't know. Do you feel it gets anywhere? Does it get you anywhere? Or does it just make people feel like they're superior in their position? Are you changing minds? Are you moving people forward? I don't know. I don't know. I think not. Keep the texts and comments coming. Your calls welcome as well. 651-461-9226. All right, I'm going to give our YouTube commenter the last word on this. Because I don't want to talk about it anymore. You know, at a certain point, I'm trying to make the case that we should ignore the guy and not give him oxygen. And I'm giving him oxygen. On YouTube, commenter, Hubbard sucks. I mean, they're nice people. Come on now. That's the name. Our YouTube, I always struggle. Do I read the actual username of these folks? Why not?
You could.
You can't stay silent when the speech is so vulgar that it goes against everything Minnesota stands for. I mean, ultimately, I respect that. I respect it. I disagree with it strategically, but I respect where in your heart that comes from. It's hard to argue with that, right? I want to talk about tariffs because finally, this country is taking on our number one enemy, the country we hate more than any country in the world, and that, of course, is Canada. Because why wouldn't it be? Are you sick of tariffs? Are you sick? I'm sick of it. I'm sick of the back and forth. I'm sick of the uncertainty. I'm sick of going to war with countries that are our friend and our neighbor here in Minnesota and our critical trade partners to our farmers. I think the art of the deal has been a failure in this case. The tariff situation really is, it's fascinating from a real politics standpoint. Is your goal with threatening Canada, with escalating a trade war with, again, I repeat, our enemy, Canada, is this about a threat to get to a better deal, or is this a real policy of this country in saying, here's what we believe tariffs should be? Originally, when the president was bringing forth the idea of tariffs, I was skeptical, as every economist has said that tariffs only drive up prices for American consumers because, you know, we're in a global economy now. It's not 1942. But I do support tariffs in certain circumstances. American businesses are competing against foreign businesses that are paying people pennies on the dollar, that are heavily subsidized by their governments. And we got to even the playing field. Evening the playing field, though, is not really what I perceive these threats and these negotiations are really about. I think it makes sense if you want to pick one industry and say, we're going to build this industry in America, and so we're going to tariff the living crap out of anybody who builds cars. We're keeping the Chinese EV manufacturers out of America. That's just what we're going to do. And so if you want to build cars in America, you can do it. Blanket tariffs, to me, make no sense. because there's not always a substitution that a consumer can make. And so you're really just raising prices. You're not protecting American jobs. You're not protecting any American interest at all. Right now, we're at war with Iran. Gas prices are high, high, high. And so, because we failed in this war, and we're costing Americans so much money, now we're like, let's pick a fight with Canada. The head of the Minneapolis Fed was on Face the Nation yesterday, and I want to play a little bit what he said, and I want to know what you think. Are you sick of these tariffs? Or are you defending the tariffs? And then I want to know, all right, where are you going with it? Is it to get a better deal? Or do you really believe that we should have heavy tariffs and protect American jobs? 651-461-9226. Here is Neil Kashkari on Face the Nation.
Well, Canada is an important trading partner for America. We talked about the 5 years of elevated inflation that has largely been driven by what we call supply shocks. One of those supply shocks is the trade and tariff conflicts. And so to the extent that we can get to a new normal, a level of whatever the trade dynamic is going to be, once we can get to that steady state, then businesses can adjust and the inflationary impact can fade into the background. The longer there's back and forth on the trade front, just like the longer there's back and forth in the conflict of Iran, the imprint in inflation ends up being extended and delayed. And so that's another factor to pay close attention to.
Uncertainty is death for business because you can't adjust your plans. And what we've had over the last year and a half with this president is day after day of uncertainty. There is no coherent national economic policy. Is President Trump pro-tariff or anti-tariff? I don't know, man. Like, the tariffs are here today, then we get a deal, then it's over. Now we're mad at the Prime Minister of Canada, so now we're going to stick it to him. And it's the stupidest economic policy imaginable. And every other business leader is trying to figure out, well, do I raise my prices? Do I not? Am I going to get, then I'm going to get this money back. Like, what do we do? President's defenders said this is the art of the deal. I think that the deal kind of sucks. 651-461-9226. We'll share your thoughts on that when we come back. Lots of text coming in on the tariff conversation. My view is that we should knock it off with this tariff talk and using this as a threat, and the up and down and yo-yo trade policy has been a disaster. And right now for Minnesotans especially, threatening Canada. I mean, we're getting it coming and going right now with the threats against Canada, which is a major trade partner with the state of Minnesota. But then on top of it, flooding the market with cheap beef from overseas. Like, what are we doing? Right? Like, make sense of this for me. Beef prices are too high. And so the answer is to bring cheap foreign beef into America to screw over American beef ranchers. But when it comes to Canada, we're going to stick them with high tariffs to protect American jobs in that scenario. Like, it just doesn't make any sense to me. The other issue, and you look at the automaker industry, right? The automotive industry, and there are a number of vehicles. And this is why, like, I'm not opposed to tariffs to protect the automotive industry in this country. It's these general tariffs that make no sense to me. Just saying, like, oh, we're going to even things up with Canada. And a texter points up, look, Canada had huge tariffs on us before Trump came along. And I do think, like, look, I get this, right? If Canada has a, let's just make up a number, Canada has a 30% tariff on American maple syrup to protect their syrup industry. Should we, in turn, have a 30% tariff on them? It makes sense, right? Yeah. You're like, well, we want to be fair, so let's just have it fair. But the truth is much more complicated. that if you just have what's called reciprocal trade policy, if you just have it evened up, which again seems fair. You're like, well, they tariff off. Remember Trump held up that chart showing all the yes. here's what. And it makes sense, like dumb guy logic, it makes sense. And I'm kind of a dumb guy. And I was like, well, that makes sense, right? If they're going to stick us with a 40% tariff, why are we only sticking them with a 10% tariff?
My only question is, how much does supply and demand play into that when it comes to a Canada thing or a huge. U.S. thing?
Yeah. You have asked the smart guy question. Because yeah, the yeah. dumb guy reaction, again, I was the dumb guy on this until I became a little more educated.
Yeah.
The dumb guy reaction is we want it to be fair. Mm-hmm. The smart question is, what is the supply and demand situation?
Yeah.
How important is it to us as a country to protect this particular industry in America? If you look at the overall ebb and flow of trade, is it smart to let Canadian steel come in at a, you know, maybe an advantage to Canada? With the trade-off being that we're sending way more stuff to them. So in the aggregate, we're doing better. We're growing American industry. That it's going fine.
What I'm also not getting is, why is there certain things like hockey sticks right now? Yeah. And you have the bigger, you know, steel and everything coming up on, I think, January 1 is the date. I guess I'm not really understanding what's now and what's what is the difference between what they're doing immediately or and what they're doing on January 1?
This is not a grown-up trade policy. This is a big stick to threaten Canada to give in to what we want. And so the reason you hold out until January on the more serious stuff, at least in the overall scheme of the economy, is because you don't really want to do that. And that's why I say it's not a real policy. You could make a case. You could make a case where, you know, we need to grow American jobs. And I do think we've been too free in sending American jobs to Canada and Mexico when it comes to the automotive industry.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I think we sold out our American workforce. And so I don't disagree with strategically trying to rescue that. That said, I do think you have to be logical and say you're not going to start making cell phones in America. You're just not. Yeah. There are lots of industries where like this doesn't make sense. And when you look at the global market, all right, we're going to tariff the crap out of Canadian steel. Well, who does that really help?
Yeah.
Because Canada is going to sell that steel to the Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to put it in Japanese cars. Japan's going to sell those cars to the United States. And who won in that deal? Did we protect any American jobs or did we just help the Japanese automakers?
Yeah.
We did.
Yep.
So the whole thing is a bit of a mess for me. As corn and soybean farmers, says a texter, we cannot understand why any farmer would vote for Trump after his first term, where tariffs with long fought for trading partners flatlined our market. Our markets never fully rebounded, though they did better under Biden. Now it's much worse. Inputs, fuels, dry, the deep, depressed markets and sketchy production reports. It's interesting. Texter says tariffs can make good sense if they're very selective and strategic. That's my point. I'm not in favor of overall tariffs. Protecting industries that are mission critical for the country to survive on its own makes sense. However, putting tariffs on balloons, socks, hockey sticks, things that are not strategic, don't make sense. I think that's right. That's right. Let's break. In a minute, I want phones equal China. You must like forced child labor. Look, if you guys want to bring every industry back to America, you have to consider that you're going to pay more for this. And how does that hurt the economy in other ways? It is true. Like, are you comfortable buying clothing from questionable sources? Yeah, I mean, these things are complicated, right? Like, everybody to make their point wants to go to, like, the most dramatic rhetorical scenario you can. Yeah, actually, what we've learned today is DeRusha's in favor of racism and child labor. What will I have to say next?
We got 2 more hours. Let's unpack it all, baby.
I'm just getting rolling
yeah.
on this Monday. In a minute, I want to talk I want to talk about a story that absolutely gutted me this weekend. This weekend, there's going to be a lot of talk about what happened at Annunciation Church and School 1 year ago. For any parent who's lost a child, the question of what to do with their room is a tough one. CBS News takes us to Fletcher's room. We'll talk about that when we come back. E-Service bringing us...
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Queen Carvania stood haloed by the morning sun. An army hung on her every word.
My champions, I have sold my chariot on Carvana. 'Twas a lovely SUV, an inexplicably queenly offer. They're even coming to the castle to collect it. Tonight, we feast!
An offer you can feast on. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. And let us surprise you.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
The weather forecast, I got to give them a call. I got some trees that are just out of control. Tonight, mostly cloudy, isolated showers near the morning, although I was driving down to Edina this afternoon and got a little bit of a sprinkle out there. Low is 66. It's humid, it feels like it. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, isolated afternoon showers. High of 84. Wednesday looks good. 80 is the high. Start of the fair looks real nice. 80 degrees, not humid. Mm-hmm. We'll be live out at the fairgrounds on Thursday here on News Talk 830 WCCO. August 27th. That is how the Annunciation school family talks about that day. Sometimes I worry that the news cycle, which is so chaotic and so crazy, and so many things have happened over this last year, that we forget. That we forget that we just moved on. But these families haven't moved on. Two children killed. Countless others injured. physically and emotionally. And I always think about how families who went through something like this are able to move forward. I don't like to say move on because you never move on, but you do have to move forward. You have to keep one foot in front of the other. And often for a lot of these families, there are other children. You have other kids. You can't be constantly sad because you have other children who need you. And you, your partner, you need each other. And there was some incredible storytelling in the Star Tribune on their website this weekend where video diaries from a number of these families, including a teacher, just gutting, heartbreaking, incredible stuff. And I was watching CBS Sunday morning, and Steve Hartman has done this project about the bedrooms, the empty rooms, where you have a child that left that room thinking he or she were going to come home, right? Not even thinking about it. They just left the room, first day of school. It's Wednesday, going off to Annunciation. We got Mass. We got whatever. That's what it is. Fletcher Merkel, 8 years old, his parents left the room frozen in time and invited CBS News' Steve Hartman, who won an Academy Award for his documenting of these empty rooms. All the Empty Rooms was the name of the documentary, eight of them in this Netflix series. But Steve has decided that any parent of a kid who died in a school shooting who wants to share their child's room, that he will come and visit.
He's not with us the way we want him to be, but this is the best we have.
The room they save belonged to Fletcher Merkel, Jesse and Molly's 8-year-old son.
Why not pack up the room? Why keep it like it is?
It's one of the most personal monuments to who he was as a person.
If the room's not his, I feel like that memory, like I won't feel it the same way.
I want people to maybe have a tiny glimpse of, like, what if that was me?
And it's really important to me that people learn about him and know who he was.
I wouldn't be able to touch that room. I wouldn't be able to touch it. Would you be able to touch that room of your kid? I don't know. I had heard over the last year that one of the families was selling their house. And you sort of have that debate as a buyer, right? Would it feel weird moving your own kid, knowing that another child never left that room and never came home? I don't know. It's tough. The emotions around it are tough. For me, I don't think I would be able to touch that room. I don't know if I'd be able to come back to the house, yeah. Right? I mean, it's so difficult, but it was so powerful for Fletcher's parents to open that room because I think the point that Jesse made is that by opening the room, maybe you take a moment and feel what it would be like if it was your kid. And it's the little things that just break your heart, right? Like the Legos or he was a Green Bay Packers fan, the little journal.
Mm-hmm.
There is a moment in the story where in the journal he had plotted out his plan to steal cookies from the cookie jar downstairs. And at the bottom it says the plan was successful.
And the shoes that he just bought just, I think, a few weeks prior to the shooting.
Yeah, Ugel says, I couldn't do it. I couldn't clean. I couldn't do anything. Mm-hmm. It is hard, right, when you think about that scenario of what do you do? I do think this week, and we'll spend more time talking about this, I do think we have to sit with and analyze whether we've let these families down. Whether by moving on, did we leave them down, let them down? By not really changing any laws? We haven't really done a dang thing. And I get it. Like, you don't want to make decisions and make policy just out of emotion. But I think sometimes we've stripped too much emotion out of it. Mm-hmm. The urgency. What happened to it? Is it our fault? Is it partially our fault in the media that we move on to the next shiny object? Maybe. I think it's a question that every legislator should be asked on the campaign trail and everybody running for governor, too. Did you let them down? I think it's an important question to struggle with. Continental Diamond, time check, 3:58. Got to hang on to those memories, those amazing moments that life brings you, right? Continental Diamond, proud to be a part of those moments, too. We're going to come back after local news. Our friend Kate Raddatz is going to join us. Best part of the summer, State Fair must-haves, and where are you on sweet corn? Because I still have some in my teeth from last night's dinner. Drive Time, it's Monday. Thanks for hanging with us on CCO.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.